In Sacramento, California's state senators are meeting today to try to figure out how to fix the state's juvenile detention system. Recent reports outline a system that fails in nearly every aspect of its mission to rehabilitate young offenders. The reports say the California Youth Authority over-medicates some inmates, holds them in lockdown 23 hours a day, and keeps them in cages for counseling and school lessons. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Ponderosa attempt.
One, two, three.
More than two dozen junior firefighters in training pushed themselves through afternoon exercises at the Preston Youth Correctional Facility in Ione, California. It's a small town in the Sierra foothills, about a half hour from Sacramento. Dan Hassel, who supervises this unit, watches over the calisthenics like a proud uncle.
They go out, they start out in the morning, they go to work, they go out on crew every day. They come in, they eat dinner, they go to school, they do their drug programs.
These inmates, known here as wards, are among Preston's stars, the ones who have adapted to life in this sprawling compound surrounded by 20-foot fences and razor wire. Vast green lawns separate the dorms, which have names like the Redwood Lodge or the Sequoia Lodge, names evoking a pastoral optimism from the days when Preston housed mere delinquents, truants, and petty thieves. Today, Preston is home to about 600 inmates convicted of far more serious offenses, murder, rape, assault, and robbery. They range in age from 16 to 25. Most of them belong to prison gangs. 18-year-old Antonio Gavora shakes his knee nervously during history class. Gavora is a sex offender whose rap sheet includes burglary, assault, and car theft, a record belied by a soft face and trembling lips.
I see a lot of violence here. Like, a lot of people get hurt all the time. This is crazy. It's more violence I've seen anywhere in my life, you know?
Gavora's account is backed up by a series of reports stemming from a lawsuit filed against the California Youth Authority. Investigators document a litany of problems throughout the state system, which holds 4,600 inmates, aging in decrepit facilities, inadequate medical and psychological services, and an undertrained staff that reacts to violence instead of trying to prevent it. In 2002, there were more than 4,000 reported assaults by one ward on another, and there were 1,000 sexual assaults. The most violent inmates do 60-day stretches in solitary confinement here in the lockup unit at Ironwood Lodge. They'll pass the day shouting out their gang affiliation through brick walls and iron gates. The wards spend 23 hours a day in cramped, high-security cells. In January, two wards committed suicide here by hanging themselves with their bed sheets. Counselor Pat Thomas said it was devastating.
It was sad. I knew both the kids real well, had been working with them. And so you get close to them and then it impacts you. You think, well, what could have I said or done different to maybe prevent this or cheered them up or whatever the case may have been.
Since 2000, there have been 165 attempted suicides in the CYA system. For the most part, the only time that violent inmates are released from their cells is for counseling or school. And even then, they are confined to cages.
Yeah, 20 credits away from graduation. Remember when you were taking that test about the percentages, you were so worried about it and you got such a high score?
Lynn Cox is a special ed teacher. She is sitting in front of a steel cage about the size of a phone booth. It's called a SPA, an acronym for Special Program Area. California is the only state in the nation that uses such SPAs for teaching. When first introduced in 1998, the cages were supposed to be temporary, designed to keep teachers safe from wards and wards safe from each other.
These are not just your regular, cooperative, quiet, well-intentioned students who are getting in trouble. These are ones who have time after time after time demonstrated that the only thing that's important to them is getting back at the members of the other gangs. What can we do to protect these kids from the other gang members? We're just trying to protect them.
Inside this cage, 18-year-old Jonathan Cardenas shrugs it off with a mix of bravado and embarrassment.
Locked up in these little cages like animals. It's all right. I'm used to it already. Been 2 years of this already. You know, I've been in here a lot already, so I just got used to it. You know, I've been in cages all the time.
But some California lawmakers call the cages barbaric, and they're demanding that the CYA abolish them. And juvenile justice experts say it's time for a full-scale overhaul of the troubled system. Barry Crisberg, president of the Oakland-based National Council on Crime and Delinquency, wrote one of the reports on the CYA.
When I came to California in the early 70s, California Youth Authority was regarded as the pinnacle of enlightened and progressive corrections in this country. It was the place you went to find out what the best cutting-edge practices were. And I think the profound question is, how did we get here?
Part of the answer can be found in hardening social attitudes towards young offenders, says David Steinhardt, director of the Commonweal Juvenile Justice Program, a research and advocacy group near San Francisco.
All through the 80s and 90s, we cracked down hard on crime, and we had a wave of violent crime. And that political crackdown affected the youth authority, so we developed very long terms of imprisonment in the youth authority, and we really looked away from some of the conditions. There was even a feeling among some policymakers that these kids deserve to be in a bad place and to serve hard time.
Barry Crisberg says the CYA is reaping the legacy of years of bad policy decisions. Large, overcrowded facilities undermined rehab programs. Counselors were sacrificed to budget cuts. The state's powerful prison guards union pushed for harsher treatment. And there was poor leadership from a series of revolving door directors. Adding to the current problem, says Crisberg, is a growing influence of street gangs within the system.
To me, the most important thing that people need to understand about the Youth Authority is all of these young people are coming out in a relatively short period of time. It's different than a prison system, you know, where people are spending 20 years, 15 years, etc. So as a community, we have a public safety interest in seeing that return home is as effective and as safe as it can be.
Both Crisberg and Steinhardt say they're encouraged. With the publicity surrounding the recent reports, key lawmakers and the new governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, now say they want to discuss a major retooling of the California Youth Authority, starting with today's legislative hearing in Sacramento. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.